I'm Alex Abishon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Richard Scott, chief meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. A state lawmaker wants to make sure that faith-based adoption agencies have the right to refuse to place children with same-sex couples. Republican Senator Gerald Allen of Tuscaloosa introduced the bill last week, specifying groups that could refuse to participate in adoptions and foster care placements that violate their religious beliefs. The bill would also prohibit the state of Alabama from refusing to license or renew a contract with the groups for refusing services to people on religious grounds. Eric Johnston, an attorney who worked on the bill, says the legislation protects the religious freedom of the groups which have a church affiliation. The Human Rights Campaign has been outspoken against the bill, saying it opens the door to discrimination against a diverse array of families who are just seeking to adopt needy children. A federal court has ruled in favor of two environmental groups that challenged a permit process they said will allow coal mines to pollute miles of streams. However, APR's Stan Ingold reports that that fight isn't over yet.
The 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals stopped short of tossing out the permits. Black Warrior Riverkeeper and Defenders of Wildlife sued the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers in 2013 over a general permit that allows surface mining operations to discharge stretched materials into streams. The Corps of Engineers limited use of the permit in 2012, but grandfathered in operations. Judges say the Corps admitted that it underestimated the acreage of impacted waters. The 11th Circuit gave the Corps a year to recalculate the impact and see if it is significant. Stan Ingold, APR News.
The daughters of Martin Luther King Jr. and Governor George Wallace will meet with Governor Robert Bentley today. It's all part of a ceremony to mark the 50th anniversary of the Selma to Montgomery Voting Rights March. It was on this date in 1965 that Dr. King led the procession to Alabama's state capitol. APR spoke with Bernice King during the Remembrance of Bloody Sunday in Selma. She says voting rights are being challenged in the United States and the fight has to go on.
There's so many things that have threatened the right of people today with the gutting of the Voting Rights Act, and even here with the voter ID laws that have been put in place. It seems like we're taking a step back, but it's also an opportunity.
King is referring to a U.S. Supreme Court decision to remove election oversight through the Voting Rights Act. Be sure to join APR this Friday for the documentary More Bridges to Cross. That's Friday at 7 p.m. right here on Alabama Public Radio. And Jefferson County health officials currently on high alert after a positive case of tuberculosis at Homewood High School. Now over to the WVUA Weather Center for your forecast.
Highs top out in the 70s on this Wednesday. Partly sunny. The risk of rain less than 10%, but a stray shower can't be ruled out. Overnight tonight, mainly cloudy. Lows in the upper 50s. Patchy fog overnight. Thursday, temperatures top out in the 70s. Look for a good chance for rain after lunch. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.